Right now it is time to go around the world. Very, very short trip around the world.
Very short.
Extremely short. As normally we speak with Arjun when he's in Jaisalmer, India, or somewhere in India. But Arjun is right to my left in our interview studio. Good morning, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
He is.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
There he is.
Is he to your left or to your right?
Well, if you look at the radio to the left, that's why I say it. But if you listen, it's to my right. But if you look at the radio, it's to the left.
But when do you look at the radio?
People look at the radio all the time when they're riding in the car.
Okay. I think that toothache of yours has gone to your brain.
Well, I called my dentist this morning. I've got a toothache that developed. It really hurts. I can get you in at 4:30. Okay, I'll die until then.
Well, you might, but at least that was better than the. I said, I got the bulletin, and I said, wait, how about calling the dentist? And you said, are they open? So it's like, yeah, because a lot of people wake up with those and they get in line first.
Well, see, I used to have my own personal dentist until Don Martin decided to retire.
That was a bit ago.
Yeah, I know, but I could act on any time I wanted to.
Oh, don't you hate it? That's a classic Marshall Miles.
Yes.
All right.
So
let's have a classic Arjun Singh.
Arjun, so how have you liked the weather lately?
Oh, it's great. It looks like that I have left the sun 15,000 kilometers behind me.
That's right.
So he's not following. It is not following me. So yesterday when I sent a photo of me to Girdhar, and he told me that you are looking more fair.
Well, you yesterday morning was a chilly morning.
Yeah, it was. It was freezing, but I really enjoyed it. I have a lot of things to tell to my students and my friends and my relatives. I write a lot of notes in my diary every day. So it's great. And I can tell my students that it can rain for the whole day. And if it rains, there is no power cut also. So many things to teach, many things I have to tell to the students. And the other thing is that it looks like that there's no more sun in this area. But the area where I live, the sun is, when you wake up in the morning at 6 to late at the night, like 8, it's just in front of you. Here, you have to just find it where it is. So this is really a different experience, and it's a great one to experience in such a beautiful weather. And the other thing is that when I look at the trees now, the leaves are changing the colors, and I really like it. I have only seen it in Hollywood movies everywhere, in the pictures there. So I can experience, I see these things. And the other things, yesterday when I was at the home farm, I saw some deer, some turkeys in there. So this is, for that you have to go to in some national wildlife sanctuaries or park there to see that. But if you can see just through your window, it's unbelievable.
Which you don't have that much in New York City, for example. Mm-hmm. Every so often you'll see a few turkeys, but not.
Have you seen a bear yet?
No, not yet. But last time when I was here, I saw that. But definitely, I don't want to see it again because.
you'll see that again. The other thing is, I just have to say for your students, it's not that there are power cuts, but trees fall down, and then the power goes out.
Okay. Well, this is something else. I will have to tell them to add to their information. Otherwise, if there is some clouds in the sky and if a bit showering there, and our electric department, they cut the power for that. But here, yesterday it was raining, I think, almost for the whole day, and there was no power cut. So I experienced these things, and when I told it to my friends and my relatives, even on WhatsApp, and they couldn't believe that still the electricity is there. So this is something so special, and I would love to share my experiences when I go back, and many more to tell about the wildlife, about pet animals, about the city, about the town, about all this nature, which is changing now day by day. So it's great.
Well, that little live video we did last week when you came in before you went on the air, that live video now has over 1,600 people that have watched it.
Wow.
And I get a lot of people from India that are sending messages to me.
They want to go on the radio?
But of course, it's not typed in English.
That's not so good.
So it's Greek to me, is the old expression.
But what is interesting, I think, is when you went back the last time, you know, it's all fine to talk about it. You can even bring video evidence, and yet there is still a gap in reality. You know, I don't know how you convince people that this is what it's really like.
No, now I tell them, they believe these things. Now they know that I stayed there for some time, and I met people, and all these pictures are realistic. Otherwise, people sometimes they make stories about that, but I have experienced life here, so definitely. And my students, when I'm in the classrooms, they just always close their textbooks. They say, "Sir, tell us about USA. Tell us about the people they live there. Tell us about the stories of the students that they are there." So every time, each and every person who meet me and they know that I have been there, they ask me a lot of, and they have thousands of questions for that, because it's a different world, different for me it's a different planet, because the greenery, every time I look at that, and I can't believe that it is here, such a huge trees. I never saw these, because for such a one plant you need 2 years, and finally it comes that it's dead, so you can't plant even a one tree there in my school campus there, and here it is everywhere, the water and all those things. So better if I just close my eyes and I say, it's really, we are in the lap of nature, and it's blessed by the God because of this great greenery and water and all those things.
I want to know something. On your plane trip over and your plane trip back, what type of meal do you get?
Well, two times meal, and you have your choice, like veg or non-veg. And of course, I travel by Air India, so the food is supplied is just like spicy what we eat. So if you just travel by other airlines like British Airways or Atlantic Virgin, then you get the food which is not exactly what you eat at home. But the Air India, they know that most of the people, because when I was in the plane there, I think most of the people there, they were Indians, and we got two times veg or non-veg, whatever your choice is, so you get the food. And some people, they get the drink also. If you like to drink there, you can, of course. But it's a 15 hours continued journey. And this time when I was in the plane, like 398 or 97 seats were there, but I think 40% of people were there. So most of the seats were vacant, and the people were sleeping there. It was a very comfortable journey. Even I have two seats vacant just close to me, so I slept on the seats, on three seats there. So it was a comfortable journey. And food, well, whatever you want, you can just call the attendant and you can get. But it's okay. Whenever you want, you can. Two times meal and a breakfast and drink and a lot of things. So in 15 hours, it's enough for you.
So it's a 15-hour trip.
Yeah, it's a 15-hour trip, nonstop.
Yeah, and that's just lucky to get nonstop, no? From once you get there.
Well, yeah, when we are at the Delhi International Airport, yeah. And if you just get a connecting flights, then there are many options for you, like at Heathrow or Dubai, but it's tough again, because you have to just pass again the security and all those things, and then very difficult, many layovers, like sometimes 4 hours, 5 hours, sometimes people wait for, because I just googled the flights, there were flights from Delhi to New York, they take about 35 hours, 40 hours, bit cheaper, but many layovers and many stops, like one or two stops there. So I think for me, because I'm not a regular traveler and I don't know much about the flights and about the airport, so I think it's better for me that if I get the safe one, and that takes short time, so I get just charged the Air India.
All right. And when you went back the last time, did you go? Did you have a stop? Somehow I thought somewhere you ended up at Heathrow.
Oh, yes. Last time I had that connecting flight at Heathrow, and I thought at that time I waited for more than 7 hours at the Heathrow airport, and the food was too expensive at the airport. Everything is too expensive, and you can't, I don't think a person like me can afford there. So it's good to travel by Air India. Well, it's a bit expensive, but if you just think about all the layover and about the food at the other airports, then I think it's much cheaper. So last time when I went, I stayed at the Heathrow, but in the airport you can't go out because you don't have visa for the UK. So I stayed all 7 to 8 hours in the airport there, and very busy airport and very expensive one. So this time I thought it's not, so I just came directly from Delhi to New York.
I couldn't afford to eat in the airport, never mind you. Everything's more expensive in an airport. It's
that is true.
You can buy a six-pack of soda for what it costs for one. Anyways, but that's interesting.
All right.
We have about 2 minutes left.
So you are getting ready for another week of fall, basically.
Oh, yes, I'm really waiting for that. I Google a lot of things, and I can't believe that all these trees and all these leaves, they are just look orange and pale and yellow. So I have read a lot of poems of Wordsworth about nature, but I never experienced such a change in the weather there, like it is called fall. So I'm so excited to see that before I leave, and to take some photos and videos and show it to my students, my peoples, my friends, that look at the nature. It happens every year here in this part of the world.
And have you been traveling around in the car?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's beautiful. Sometimes I have that and I can easily go there. But I stay most of the time, and I want to see everything. Every point I like to stay for some minutes and to take some photos, because all the houses colored in different colors there. Because if you come to my town, all the houses have a same color, like yellow sandstone. So it looks yellow everywhere. If you go to Jaipur, look pink. If you go to the Jodhpur, it looks blue. But here, all the houses, they have different colors, gray, orange, yellow, white. So I take some photos for my students and for my people, and it's really spectacular to see all those things.
Have you traveled north to Great Barrington yet?
Not yet. I will go, definitely.
Oh, you'll love Great Barrington. Yeah. You'll love it. It's a great little town, which is actually almost a mini city compared to us. Have you been to Torrington yet?
Oh, last time when I was here, I went there. And, of course, this time I'll go.
All right.
So you've got adventures coming up.
Oh, yes.
All right,
Arjun.
We will hear about them next week, and we look forward.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Arjun Singh in the house, in the studio once again, because he's in America for the next several weeks.